This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 right here in the DMV. In Richmond, you can listen to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com. To join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, October 16th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Can't believe how cold it is.
Chilly outside. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Drabby, mark this down. October 16th, official start, beanie season. It's here.
Good
it's
call.
Upon us now.
Good
it's,
call.
It's here.
Well, it won't be next week. I believe it's like 78 next week.
Yeah, oh, really?
So you get warm. Yeah, but it's temporary.
Up and down.
Well, yeah. It'll be up and
well,
down.
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but it's just, it's crazy.
It's almost November.
And Jason Bishop's here.
But this is just a 2-day thing, maybe a 2.5-day thing.
It'll no, get it's just warmer. Crazy because, you know, when it is warm, and it, look, it's life. There's, I don't think there's any conspiracy behind it or anything, but it's crazy when it's warm and 70, and then 2 days later you get in your car and it's 37 degrees.
It's called the changing of the seasons.
Depends where we live, too. Like part of the country where you live.
Right.
It has a huge impact.
I just don't like the cold. I don't enjoy it at all. I hate it.
It felt like early December this morning.
Yeah.
The seasons change. But you know what? We've been blessed with technology. You probably have a seat warmer. You probably have a steering wheel warmer.
I have my car preset. It always warms for 5 minutes before I get in it.
Right. You got a remote starter.
Well,
these are things we didn't grow up with.
It's programmed.
My buddy Greg just texted me, asked me if I put the heat on last night. I said, nope. Put the heat on. You know what the temperature was in my master bedroom this morning?
50 degrees.
60.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Not far off, but
I didn't put mine on either because I know it's going to be warmer these next couple of days. It just seems silly to go back and forth. Uh-huh. But I regretted it.
60 seems extreme. That almost seems like you could see your breath in your house.
I will say it was a little chilly when I woke up, got out, you know, out from under the covers.
Of course.
But it is what it is. I mean, I didn't put it on.
Do you sleep with a shirt on?
Shirt and shorts.
See, I don't sleep with a shirt.
No shirt.
If I got out, it was 60
degrees. It can be 5 degrees outside, shirtless.
Yeah.
Shirtless there with you. Not outside, but in the bed.
Right. And my dog. My dog's always in the bed.
The dog's probably warm, right?
Dog warm you up? Dog warms me
Who
up a little bit.
Who gets spooned more, the dog or Teresa?
No, the dog. Neither, because the dog sleeps at the foot of the bed.
Oh, okay.
And then Teresa and I are separated by about 14 pillows.
You're right. How does the dog sleep at the foot of your big-ass bed?
Like we got a big-ass bed.
So did you get like a California number. King?
Yeah, it's a big one.
So you have plenty of room, because you're 6'6".
Plenty
five.
Of room. I mean, sometimes she'll creep up a little bit in between us, and then it gets a little uncomfortable, but most of the time she's down at the foot of the bed. And right. We have a little couch at the base of our bed, and she'll jump down on the couch sometimes, too.
Right.
But it was a little chilly this morning. I ain't going to lie. I was supposed to play golf today. I bailed.
No, I'm playing today and tomorrow, and it's
not going
to
be fun.
I was out there yesterday hitting balls, and you just have to be bundled up. I
mean, that's not fun. It's not fun to bundle up.
It beats just sitting in a house.
No, not me. Not to me, it doesn't.
Well, if you were sitting in your house yesterday, you were just getting NFL news of all these trades happening. Aaron Rodgers got his guy, Davante Adams. So no more excuses. Aaron Rodgers, if you think about it, now some of this happened before he arrived in New York, but he got his offensive coordinator in Paul Hackett.
Who's since
been demoted. No, it's not Paul Hackett. It's Nathaniel Hackett.
Nathaniel Hackett. Nate Hackett.
Right. Paul Hackett was his dad. Anyway, Hackett comes in. They get him. I think there's like seven or eight guys he played with in Green Bay that are now part of that team.
He's got all his receivers.
Al Lazard. Now you've got Devontae Adams. So really no more excuses. No more excuses. That was a good defense last year. Robert Saleh is out.
Has he given excuses? Has Aaron given
no,
excuses?
No, but the I just think the expectations is to win. I went back and looked at my preseason picks. Dummy, I picked the Jets to win the division. I bought into all the hype that Buffalo lost everybody. Mm-hmm. They kept the most important guy, their quarterback.
Well, they went out and got a receiver,
how are
too.
How the preseason picks looking?
Yeah, they got a receiver, good. Too. He's been traded, is this three times in his career? I don't know. I think Amari Cooper started with the Raiders, right? Then he went to the Cowboys.
Yes. Yep.
Then from the Cowboys, he was traded to the Browns.
Right.
And now he's been traded, I believe, a third time. Browns to the Bills.
The Browns actually got more compensation for trading him to the Bills than Jerry Jones got for trading him from the Cowboys to the Browns. So if you want another black mark on Jerry Jones as a GM and as a talent evaluator, that's another.
Well, I think the big winner when you look at these trades is Adam Peters.
Huge winner.
Adam Peters got a third round pick for Jahan Dotson.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's all the Bills gave up.
Right.
For Amari Cooper.
Yeah, he's been pretty masterful at his job since he's shown up, I would say.
Well, I think the part of that is like some of these contracts are onerous. Like Adam's contract's onerous.
Okay, that's fair.
So you're not going to get maybe what you would get because you're going to take on that salary. Now the Cooper thing, whatever.
Yeah, I was dumb and picked the Jets to win the division.
You
too.
Also picked the Jets. Do you have the Bills in the playoffs?
I have the Bills as a wild card.
I didn't have the Bills. I had the Dolphins.
I have the Dolphins there, too.
You had three teams from that division.
And I've got the Bengals.
Yeah, but that's bad luck. I mean, the Dolphins pick, that's just bad luck.
Yeah. I think the Bengals still have time.
My Super Bowl pick looks pretty live, though. Lions over the Chiefs. I kind of like that.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers had weapons before they made this trade.
Yeah.
He's got guys.
Well, yeah, Mike, but he threw Mike Williams under the bus, and now... Mike Williams is going to be out of the picture, I think, for the Jets.
Probably. And if you have Garrett Wilson on your fantasy team, you're not happy.
Those stonks definitely took a hit.
I got him on two.
I mean, Jason texted me yesterday. He was just all in his feels. Yeah. And he basically said the Garrett Wilson shares are dead. And I said dead is an extreme.
All right.
They're going to take a hit.
They're not dead, but they're sinking.
They're going to take a hit.
Yeah.
But it actually may be better for him. There's another viable target out there. Drawing attention away from it.
I don't know. There's less targets, though.
But yeah, there probably were multiple targets, trades yesterday. The big one being the Devontae Adams. That happened right after our show. Mm-hmm. Then you have Amari Cooper going to the Bills. So now Josh Allen has a number one receiver, kind of replaces Stephon Diggs.
Yep.
And then Cam Akers was dealt to the Vikings. That's a minor deal.
Small
but
move.
Usually this happens right around the trade deadline. You still got another 3 weeks till the trade deadline, and you wonder if a team like Washington will get in the mix with somebody. Some of these teams are selling off. I saw you tweeted about the Cleveland Browns. They're probably selling off.
Well, I mean, they're dead in the water. Of course they're going to take any sort of draft capital they can get back for players who aren't in their long-term plans. Like Amari Cooper's not in their long-term rebuild, so they get picks back, and they're able to restock.
Yeah. They do.
Any piece that they have that they don't have long-term plans for, they should be dealing.
They can't wait.
That anybody would take.
They can't wait for 2 years down the road.
Oh, they're just waiting to get out from
Deshaun's last year
in
his deal.
Yeah.
And then, obviously Cooper's dealt. I'm sure they'll deal some other guys. But
is Jameis starting this week?
No.
Kevin
Stefanski is vehement that Deshaun Watson, like, he looks like he's in hostage videos whenever he does press now. He goes in there with his dead eye stare saying, Deshaun Watson, he's a robot. Deshaun Watson gives us the best chance to win going forward. I mean, he couldn't be more monotone. And he's just lying because he just has no power. He's got no clout there. The ownership is telling him Deshaun Watson's staying in.
Yeah.
Otherwise, why would you keep playing him?
Well, Jameis is his turnover machine. Maybe Deshaun Watson actually still remains better than Jameis Winston.
I mean, maybe that's the case, but his numbers are historically, like his EPA numbers are historically bad, dating back like 30 years. Like he's in the same category as like Jamarcus Russell for his EPAs per dropback.
I don't know how. I don't know how Deshaun is better than Jameis.
I don't.
I'm not
see
saying Jameis is good.
They're
But you can't tell me that Jameis couldn't do the exact same thing that Deshaun Watson's doing.
Their only potential,
I would bet he'd be better.
He might. He might.
I'd be betting.
The only ray of hope for them is that Nick Chubb looks like he's going to play, but he's going to play on a bad offense with an offensive line that's missing some key pieces.
I just don't think you should take that team seriously. Like, you shouldn't even.
It's a very unserious NFL franchise.
You shouldn't even just take them seriously.
Yeah. Like, you know, Jimmy Haslam is a buffoon owner. He's in the same category as like a David Tepper. Like, you just can't. Finally, Washington is out of that business.
Oh.
We have a legitimate owner here now. Like, it's a real like NFL operation here.
I mean,
finally,
there are some really bad teams. We're 6 weeks in, you know, entering week seven, and there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 teams with just one win.
Right.
Now, some of those teams, obviously the Patriots are rebuilding with a young quarterback. The Rams have two critical injuries on offense. They're not as bad as their record, I don't think, if they were certainly healthy. But, man, Jacksonville sucks. Tennessee, Cleveland's awful. The Panthers, who, of course, Washington plays on Sunday, I mean, they don't know what they're doing at quarterback. They're throwing in Andy Dalton. So there are some bad teams.
Actually, put up the poll of the day. Yesterday for today, our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day, Maryland made super smooth love throughout the DMV, and it was, should the Commanders have gotten into the fray for a trade for Davante Adams or Amari Cooper? Overwhelmingly, people are voting no.
Right.
What a difference a few weeks makes.
Yeah. They're rolling up 30 a game.
Because, like Davante Adams, he's like a sugar high for the Jets. Like, that's a win now type of move for a team
they're
that's
all
struggling
in for this year.
2-4. Like, they need to revamp things right now.
Right.
Like, Davante Adams here just doesn't make a lot of sense. If he were 24 years old and in the 26 years old in the prime of his career, okay, maybe. But he's 30 and he makes a ton of money and he just doesn't fit.
I think he makes you better. But, again, he's making a lot of money, and do you want to give up a third-round pick, maybe a second-round pick?
Right.
But if I told you before the season,
clearly Peter
let's
didn't.
Take Davante Adams off the table. Because Davante Adams, at least it seemed like through his people, I don't know if he said it, only really was interested in playing for a couple of teams. Washington wasn't going to be one of them.
Mm-hmm.
But if I told you before the season you can trade Jahan Dotson for a third-round pick and flip that third-round pick for Amari Cooper, you wouldn't be interested?
Again, was Mark Cooper 30 years old? I'm not that into 30-year-old wideouts.
I mean, here's what's interesting to me about Dotson.
They're not ancient. They can help
you. They're getting up there in years.
Oh my God.
But not every move has to be like for a 5-year run. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you add
pieces.
Could
be a 1 or a 2-year.
Yeah, if you think, you know. But who cares? I'm in no rush for a Mark
It doesn't matter.
Cooper.
They're not coming here.
Yeah, I think our receivers are good enough to win. That, believe me. Our receivers are not what's holding us back.
Mark Cooper's had over 1,000-yard seasons in 4 of the last 5
seasons.
He's
very solid. And he would maybe make us better. But our receivers are not holding us back.
No, I know. I'm just saying before the season, when we hadn't seen an offense that is scoring basically 30 points a game, would you have flipped Jahan Dotson for Amari Cooper? Of course you would have.
Yeah, sure. What's interesting is now if the Eagles tried to trade Jahan Dotson, they might not get a 7th rounder.
Right.
His value has dropped so precipitously. I'm not outside of a scandal, you know, like he didn't murder anybody or he didn't have a drunk driving conviction or anything. His play just disappeared. I'm not sure I've seen somebody's stock drop as quickly as Jahan's did. We were thinking of him as a potential rising star.
And he's a penny stock.
He's a penny stock.
He's a penny stock right now. He's a pink slipped.
I think you would struggle to get a 7th rounder for him.
Well, this is what I'll say, though. Out of all the teams in the NFC that are potential playoff teams, the Commanders have the worst receiver situation.
That might be fine. That's true.
I'm not saying
it's not what's holding them back.
I'm not saying it's holding back, but once you get into the playoffs, you start playing these teams, they have the worst situation. I mean, right now, Zach Ertz, an ancient tight end, is your second leading receiver, and your third leading receiver is a running back.
But it's still good enough to score almost 30 a game.
Yeah, but what I'm saying,
they're a run heavy offense, so it it's kind of mitigated.
I get it, but what I'm saying is if you made a move for a Devontae or Cooper, you get better.
Right.
You don't get worse.
Understood.
You get better.
But it doesn't solve your problems on the back end and
of course
everything
not.
Else.
No, the
what's why you're losing games.
Defense,
I think Adam Peters wants to just go into the draft and pick a guy who he's going to pay $3 or $4 million a season instead of somebody he's going to pay $30 million a season to add to Terry McLaurin and the other guys in that wideout room.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in. You can always text us on the Tom Segrec Windows text machine. Same number, 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. And you can hit us up on X at Junks Radio. Currently, 83% say no. The Commanders didn't need to look at a trade for Devontae Adams. Or
why don't you put
Amari
in this,
Cooper?
Is this your Scotty's poll of the day for today?
Yeah, but I could put another one up.
Put another one. Would you trade for a corner?
Oh, okay. That'd be,
I think everybody would.
Because, 100% yes.
Well, I mean.
Well, we'll see.
But maybe they'll say they don't want to add money to the
right
to a corner either.
Right.
I think that the people will say yes.
I think so, too. Should mention on the show today, we've got Spencer Carberry, Caps coach, joining us at 7 o'clock. Mike Renner, who's an NFL analyst for CBS Sports at 9 o'clock, right here on the Junks.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Junkies. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Got the new poll up, Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. Scotty's Vodka Maryland made super smooth love throughout the DMV. It's only been up for a couple minutes. Would you trade for a corner? They didn't trade for Devontae Adams, didn't trade for Amari Cooper. Would you trade for corner? It's actually similar right now. So the other one was 83%, I believe. No, don't trade. You know, don't trade for the wide receivers. This one's 84% trade for the corner so far. It's only been up for a couple minutes.
So they would, trade
yes,
for corner.
Would trade for corner.
It's interesting.
I mean, I find it hard to believe anybody that wouldn't want to trade for corner. I guess the thought would be maybe it'll be too expensive.
That's the only downside. Yeah, sure. So, like, I don't know, like, what if you could get Jalen Ramsey or something? I don't. I mean, I right. name a corner that makes $30 million a year or something. Like, do you want to do that? I don't know.
I told you a week ago, now it's not a corner, but I saw that Buda Baker is somebody that is expected to be out there available come the trade deadline. Doesn't mean he's going to be traded from the Cardinals, and he's a safety who's really good.
Mm-hmm.
I think the safeties are better than the corners for the Commanders.
Correct.
I don't know that the safeties are great.
No, but I think they like them. They like Chin. What did Chin sign? Did he sign a 1 year or 2 year?
1 or 2 year deal, Max.
I think maybe a 2 year deal.
I think it was like a 1 year, maybe like a $5 million deal.
Yeah.
I can look it up.
I think they like Quan Martin. Not that you can't upgrade those guys. But I do think they like him. I've seen Chin flying around a little bit.
Yeah, I mean they might go out and pluck somebody for cheap. They may.
Yeah, I just don't know who's gonna be available. It's wild. Yeah. It is interesting, though, that here we are, 2 weeks before the deadline, and some big trades are already being made. So
yeah, basically 3 weeks.
Yeah.
When's the last time Devontae played? It's been about 3 weeks, four weeks.
He's missed the last two games.
But I'm guessing his hamstring's going to be better on Sunday.
I think his hamstring is going to be fine against the Steelers.
He looked fine when he popped his head
Something
in on the
tells me well, he's like, gonna be
interview
healthy
on
enough.
Pat McAfee.
Yeah. I mean, they're all in now. They got to start making a big-time move.
And it does look like Jeremy Chin signed a 1 year, it says $4.1 million contract.
So only 1 year. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they could clearly move on.
A lot of guys on 1 and 2 year prove it type deals for not a ton of money.
Well,
for
most
the Commanders.
Of those guys are older guys that signed the 1 year deals, right? They're mostly older guys.
Yeah, I would guess.
I mean, Jeremy Chin's only 26.
Yeah. That's why I thought he signed a 2.
So here's the breakdown on the Devontae deal. The Raiders get a 25, obviously next year's conditional third rounder, but it can move to a second rounder if a few things happen. One, if he is a first or second team All Pro, or if he's on the Jets active roster if they make the AFC Championship.
First or second team All-Pro is going to be pretty difficult.
That'll be difficult.
That's going to be tough.
Justin Jefferson, Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, I mean.
You go down the receivers. There's a bunch of guys who are thriving. Nico correct. Collins is off to a good start.
So I think it's probably only going to be if they get to the AFC Championship game.
So most likely a third-round pick.
It's most likely a third-round pick unless they get to the AFC Championship.
Yeah, a Jahan Dotson.
Right.
Well, yeah. Jahan, I'm telling you now, is not even worth a seventh rounder. I've never seen a guy's stock drop so much.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That's Peter's basically swindling Howie Roseman, one of the better personnel guys in the league. Like, that guy's well-respected around the NFL.
I mean, maybe Dotson will turn around at some point, but he's not getting on the field right now.
Yeah,
whoever that slot receiver is, that white guy, was ahead of him, I remember, a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
What it shows is when a team wants to feature you, they can. You know what I mean? Like, if they're invested in you and they want to feature you, they can. But if a team is not invested in you and it's just pure talent and or whatever, these guys can get lost.
As long as A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith are healthy, he's going to be seeing a lot of pine. He's going to be watching a lot of games from the sideline.
Which surprised me because Brown and Devontae were out at the same time.
Right.
And he still wasn't targeted.
Yeah, and when those guys are
they just throwing
and playing,
to tight ends
and
to Barkley.
His target share is going to be like 3%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
just, if that.
Yeah, he's gone. He's gone.
Let's open up the Junkie Sports page. You can fill us in on what else is going on in the world of sports beyond the trades. I know that Yankees are up 2-0, right?
Yankees are up 2-0, but we'll stay in the NFL just for a second here. We just kind of broke down the Devontae trade. We talked about Cooper going to Buffalo, and obviously Cooper is a big name receiver. Browns are terrible, so they said, "All right, we'll take whatever we can get." So the Bills are going to send a sixth round pick for next year, a third round pick for next year, and then a seventh round pick for the year after. So 2025 picks, and then 2026 pick are going to Cleveland from Buffalo.
Hmm. That's good. I mean, for some reason, I like Josh Allen, so give him another weapon.
He's in the final season of a 5-year deal. He originally signed with the Cowboys. We kind of broke down all the teams he played for. Cleveland converted the majority of Cooper's $20 million base salary into a signing bonus. So he's pretty cheap for this year.
It's kind of weird how he's got a big name. But he's not super duper explosive, so he's kind of like underappreciated. I feel like
he's not as flashy as some of the bigger names.
Yeah, I mean, he's not a CD, but
he's kind of solid.
He's very solid.
But I mean, when you look at it, he's got, again, 4 1,000-yard seasons in the last five.
But it helps Josh Allen because only three other quarterbacks are averaging fewer completions per game when targeting wideouts than Josh Allen. Mm. Jacoby Brissett, Will Levis, Justin Fields.
Yeah.
So he's not a superstar, but he's an adequate piece that helps that offense.
I thought Keon Coleman would be a bigger part of the offense than he is.
Yeah.
But if you look at Cooper's overall numbers, he's been in the league 10 years or so. But he's got 62 touchdowns. He's been pretty consistent in terms of scoring touchdowns. Not this year because they're offense is terrible, but he's anywhere between that 6 to 9 touchdown range. So I think he could help them. He could absolutely help them. And that's what they need. A couple other NFL notes. Brandon McManus is back in the league.
Saw that. Signs a 1-year deal.
Brandon McManus, of course, was signed by Washington in the offseason, but had the sexual assault allegations.
I thought they said they were going to refile the charges right away. They never did, huh?
No, because
they're just talking smack.
They didn't find enough evidence.
Wow.
So he's back with the Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings kicker I can't remember his name. I should have it.
No, he signed with the Packers.
I'm sorry, the Packers. Yeah. Right, the Packers kicker.
They were trotting out
the
dude named like Narvison.
Narvison led the league in missed field goals.
Right. And they said, we can't have this.
So McManus is in.
Right.
He's back in the league.
Well, good for him.
We'll see how long it lasts. I've been thrilled with our kicker. I can't believe Seibert made that 55-yarder.
I know.
He made it look easy. I mean,
that was kind of surprising me. I thought he was going to miss that one.
I thought he was going to miss it short. because he just kicks these short kickoffs. Now, everybody's telling me he's doing it on purpose. Maybe he is. It doesn't look like he's taking a long approach. So maybe that is the idea. But I hate these short kickoffs. I think they're going to burn us.
Have the has the dynamic kickoff, has that juiced up returns in the NFL?
That's a great question.
Because I haven't seen it. I personally have not seen a bunch of, explosive NFL kickoff returns.
I actually think it maybe has a
little
bit.
I think it's minimizing concussions, which is good.
I think there's been two.
There have been two?
Chenault had a kickoff return against the 49ers last Thursday night.
Yeah. No, and of course, Eckler had one turned back.
Right.
Correct.
But I actually think there have been some more bigger returns, but that's just my speculation.
Yeah, you'd have to look at the numbers.
Feel.
It seems like there have been.
Yeah, I feel like it definitely they're bigger lanes.
Bad news for the Giants. Their starting left tackle, who's a stud, Andrew Thomas, is going to miss an extended period of time. I think he's got Liz Frank. He's 25. Ooh. Still considering options. He could be facing surgery, but looks like he's going to be. He might be out for the year.
It's good news for the Commanders.
The injury occurred in this last week's game against Cincinnati. And they lost 17-7. But you know the Giants' offensive line has been better this year. But now you're losing your starting left tackle. Not good. So they're going to have to replace him for a while. The owners have approved Tom Brady's bid to buy the Raiders. This is just so interesting because, you know, he calls games.
Right.
Now, he does have restrictions. He's got a lot of restrictions. He can't go into meetings. He can't go into the facility during the week. He go into coaches' meetings.
For any team?
For any team.
Wow. And CBS agreed to that, or whoever's paying him.
Fox.
Fox is overpaying him.
So he can't do those sit-downs where you really get valuable information.
He's barred from weekly production meetings with the players and coaches and games he's going to cover. He can't
be zoom in, or he's just
He can't know what their game plan is for the week.
That makes sense.
So it makes it harder for him.
But it makes it harder for him as a broadcaster.
As a broadcaster.
Yeah, I mean, I have a problem with it. If I'm Fox, I got a problem with it.
He can't he can't meet with players and coaches. He can't be in another team's facility during the week. He can't watch practice. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of these analysts, they watch all the practices.
Sure. All right. They come in a few days early and do all those things.
So they know exactly what the game plan is.
Yeah.
Well, and they have anecdotes. It gives you a ton of anecdotes during the broadcast.
Yeah,
all right. I'm going to make a bold prediction here, and I'll be wrong. He's not going to. What did he sign?
10-year, $375 million deal.
He's not going to live it. He's not broadcasting for 10 years. I don't see it. First of all, he's not very good.
You think Fox is just going to pay him to go away?
Somehow they're going to agree to move on. Now, it's a lot of money to leave on the table, but he's got a lot of money. I don't see this lasting 10 years.
Think you might have lost some of it in crypto. Might take a little bit of a bath.
I'm not really too worried about him. Yeah. I'm sure he's lost a lot.
I'm sure he's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you see who got a little taste who he hooked up in the ownership deal?
No.
His former teammate, Richard Seymour, got a 0.5% ownership stake.
Oh, really? Nice. Isn't that the guy that was like hammered and beat up somebody in the bar? Who was the guy that
did
that?
I don't think that was Richard Seymour.
Who was that? Was it a linebacker? Remember, it was the Patriots guy. He went
I think it was Willie
club.
McGinnis.
Oh, Willie McGinnis.
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
Seymour. Sorry.
He likes flops,
chilled,
doesn't he?
He loves flops.
Yeah. Oh, that's why
he loves him
that's
some
why
flops.
Likes him. Okay, gotcha.
All right, so last night, game two, ALCS goes to the Yankees. The Guardians just weren't very good. They were down 3-0 pretty early. Garrett Cole started for the Yankees. He was kind of substandard. He wasn't great. He had 4 walks and 4 1/3, allowed 6 hits, only 2 runs, but he wasn't great. But the Guardians used 8 pitchers. And they lose 6-3. They also had a couple of errors. So now they're down to Zippy. Aaron Judge hit his first bomb of the postseason. He's only hitting 167 in the postseason, so maybe that fires him up a little bit. So they're up 2-0. And then tonight you got game 3 in New York between the Dodgers and Mets. And that's, I believe, an 8:08 first pitch. Caps won last night.
They did. Nice win over the Golden Knights, who came into Capital One 3-0-0. They leave with an L. Caps gave them an L.
Explosive, too.
I know.
Four goals.
They had 3 goals in the span of like 3-plus minutes in the second period.
Yeah. I posted a couple of the clips
that the Capitals put on Instagram. You go to our Instagram page, give us a follow at Sports Junkies Radio. And we're going to talk to them in roughly 25 minutes.
Yeah.
I love Coach Carbs.
Love Coach Carbs.
Because they put the post-game comments he does to the team.
Yeah.
He's just muddy.
Jason, Jason, Verona scores. You didn't wear your Verona jersey on a wacky jersey Wednesday.
I should have
done that.
Didn't even think about it.
Mm.
And it was perfect for today because it's cold. But so you got all the new guys played well.
Yeah.
Chich, I'm going to call him Chich.
Chychrun.
Yeah, I think that's what they call him.
Chich scored.
That's the guy who eats like raw livers and hearts. Like he's all organic.
It's very strange.
Yeah.
you mentioned Vrana. Now he's not new, but he's back. He scored. Proto scored. And the backup goalie played well.
Logan Thompson, who's playing against his former team, they acquired him in a trade from the Golden Knights.
And that's a good win because the Golden Knights hadn't lost.
That's correct.
And now Ovi's in the 700-700 club.
Yeah. One of six players in NHL history to accomplish that feat.
Yeah. So their next game will be Dallas. I don't believe Dallas has lost either.
Mm. Dallas coming in on a heater.
I think Dallas is 4-0.
Let's give them an L2.
And that game's here, correct?
That is here.
And that's tomorrow night.
7 of the first 10 Caps games here at Capital One Arena. Good start for them.
So that's a good win.
Yeah, it's a really good win.
And that's a tough schedule to play Vegas and Dallas kind of back-to-back. Yeah, let's see. Dallas is 4-0. Calgary is 4-0, so two teams have not lost, Dallas and Calgary, and the Caps will play Dallas tomorrow night. All right, that's it. That's all we got.
That 700-700 club, when you see the list, Gretzky is the top.
Yeah.
And Ovi's, what, 40 goals behind him?
I'd have to double-check the tracker. Oh, I need to make sure the tracker's up to date.
I don't even know if that thing's working.
Oh, it works. I think it's up to date because he hasn't scored since the end of last season.
But lost his club, right? His stick.
His stick's right there.
Oh, it is?
Yeah,
it felt like something broke on that thing.
No, his stick is completely intact.
Look at this, my butt.
Oh, you know what broke? I'm thinking of the Ron Rivera tracker. You probably get rid of that one.
Who cares about that?
Get rid of that one.
That thing's ancient history. So this is the one that matters right here.
Yeah. He is 39 behind Gretz.
Very good.
The thing that jumped out at me, though, was the list goals, and Ovi's number two, and it had the six guys listed. But the amount of assists that Gretzky had?
Yeah.
It's close to 2,000.
Yeah. I'm sorry, he's 41 behind Gretz.
Okay, so GB Seiss, I'm on a group chat with some buddies, and this is the text he sent me like 2 days ago, who he was behind.
Very nice. I saw a similar...
What is the picture to describe for our listeners?
Well, he's right behind Ovi, who's driving in his Bentley. And, of course, Ovi's got the vanity plates, AO Great 8. Somebody was right behind him with basically the same exact picture in downtown Arlington weeks ago or so and tweeted it. Yeah, Ovi just out and about.
Just zooming around.
Cruising around in his fancy-ass car.
Right.
What does that car go for? Like a Bentley? No. 250K? 300K?
I would have no idea.
No, I think he can afford it.
Probably.
I think he's good. Yeah, I think he's square. He's all right.
All right, got to take a break with Coach Carberry joining us at 7 o'clock. We're going to hit the Skins a little bit early. That's next here on the Junkies. Welcome back, Junkies. Coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Hey, tomorrow's going to be a fun show. We've got Daryl Green joining us in studio.
Oh, very good.
7:45. DC is going to be honoring Daryl Green. Giving him the keys to the city, or a key to the city.
I'll say a key. I don't think you get keys plural to a city. You just get a key, but it's fine. It's a nice honor.
And we're gonna have the mayor. Mayor Bowser is gonna join us at 9:45 tomorrow. So we'll be all about Daryl Green,
who luminaries.
When we started out in 1997, it was one of our first times we were out in public.
Yeah.
It was a Daryl Green cruise.
Yeah, I remember it. I was dressed like a big Redskins mark. I know exactly what I was wearing. I had like mesh Redskins burgundy shorts with the logo down near my left knee, probably right near my left knee. I mean, that was the late 90s. Big saggy shorts. White Skins jersey. I think maybe it was a Gus Frat jersey?
Probably.
And I think I had a Skins hat on. I mean, I was like Skins head to toe.
I remember they sat us by a table.
Like a dog.
They sat us by a table, and it was probably the Spirit of Washington that all the guys were getting on or whatever the heck it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And They didn't even have enough mics for us.
Right.
So we had like three mics, and people would just walk by like, who are these
right.
guys?
Right. We're an oddity.
Because we were new.
Yeah.
I think we interviewed Daryl, Art Monk. Art, you know, we've interviewed Art a few times. He just doesn't get sized to talk.
He's just very quiet.
He's just a quiet, reserved guy.
Quiet guy, yeah. But Daryl's always great, so that'd be good.
Yeah, so 7:45 tomorrow, Daryl Green's going to join us in studio. Time now to hit the skins, EB.
All right.
Hit the skins, brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now? Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day, just in case? Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You get 10% off. And remember, don't sleep makes you great.
Was busy yesterday running around. Of course, I had to do my routine, hit the sauna, hit balls. Went to go see my nephew play soccer. Oh, my God. They blew the game. Oh, unbelievable. But I don't want to get into it. But as I was driving, I heard the boys announce that the Week 8 game against the Bears has been flexed, Cakes.
That's right.
With Caleb and Jaden Daniels being must-see television. One versus two. They're flexing the game. It was originally supposed to be on CBS at 1 p.m. It's now moved to 4:25 p.m.
Yep.
There you go.
More prime slot.
I heard Danny lamenting. He's not a Tony Romo guy, apparently. I like Romo.
Yeah, Romo and Nance will be in D.C.
That's right.
Romo was good in
this last game.
We got
to get him on the show that week.
I always think he's good.
Like Romo.
He's always interesting.
I mean, we all kind of do it from our own seat at home. But Romo called the touchdown pass to McLaurin. He was like, hey, if he gets this coverage, just go to McLaurin.
I think Nance also called a couple things, right? And Romo was jocking him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was great. In fact, I'm – Drab, do we still have the relationship with Nance?
I wonder if
he would be interested in coming in.
To a degree, I think we do, yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to just reach out? Just
course,
see?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
See what they say? But I'd love to have him come in that week. But anyway, you know, it's interesting. So I see this article.
I bet you we could probably get Romo, too.
You think? Do you have a connection with Romo?
No.
You got nothing.
Jim
but
is,
I'm
like,
saying,
nice,
but I'm
and
saying,
he, like,
I mean,
knows us.
No,
Tony
I understand that.
Know us.
But maybe we can get him on different days because it's primetime game. Or not primetime, but it's been a flex game. And it's going to be a big one because of the quarterbacks. I don't know. CBS might hook us.
So it's interesting. So I'm clicking on this article, reading about the game being flexed, and then I go below it, and then there's another article. I almost wonder if they're taking this from me, because it's a link to Commander's Wire, okay? And I love all these Commander sites. And Commander's Wire is a link to USA Today. So this is a Brian Manning piece. Here's the headline. Cakes, get the back padding machine ready.
You know exactly where it is. It's permanently affixed to the back of your beater chair that you have over there.
Will this, here's the headline, Jason, will this be the greatest rookie quarterback class ever? Somebody I know said all these quarterbacks were going to hit. Now,
you
it's
ever
way
heard of the class
early.
Of 1983, that rookie quarterback class?
Of course.
That
that's
class
why
is pretty good.
I agree 100%. I'm not saying it's going to be the best class ever. This is what these guys are saying.
You're just saying they're going to all hit.
I've always said they're just going to hit.
Now, hit is a very general gray term.
You guys said bust. So I'm the they're not. You said half are going to bust because that's on average what they do.
Yeah.
And I'm saying I don't care about averages. This is a particularly good class, I think. We'll see. And I think so far, it's been proven out. They talk about it.
Drake Mays had one start.
At the very minimum.
Barely. But you were even jocking him yesterday.
He made
so
some
don't
plays.
Back off.
Bo Nix has been pretty dreadful.
Well, he started every game. I don't think he's been dreadful.
He's not good.
I don't think he's bad.
He's got a QBR of 44.
I don't think he's bad. Not for a rookie, I don't think he's been that bad, Cakes.
He's not very good so far. Now, I'm not going to cast judgment on him through six games.
I've watched him a little bit. I don't think he's horrible.
Oh, you haven't looked at his numbers. You may have.
Actually watched him.
Okay, well,
all right, he's completing,
I also look at the numbers, too.
He's completing 61%. His QBR is a 44. His overall rating is a 73. That's not good. He's got 5 touchdowns and 5 picks.
Right.
What's his yardage at? Because he always throws for really
1,000.
Look, it's not a huge passing game. I'm telling you, he is under duress. Like he's running around, you know, like crazy, trying to not get sacked. and get rid of the football. I'm just telling you, I think he's decent. I think Sean Payton will make him work. Caleb's obviously
coming
around.
We'll agree to disagree on that.
Okay, Caleb's coming around. Jaden, I mean,
Caleb and Jaden are very
been
good.
Amazing. Yeah.
I hope Drake May
you guys
is still
were just
ascending.
Raving about Drake May yesterday. Now, when I talk about it, you guys turn the corner on
no,
him.
I'm not.
We'll see what
first
happens.
First of all,
with
I wasn't
JJ
raving. I wasn't raving about him. He played better than I thought he would, but he made some really good throws.
Yeah.
He's played four quarters.
So, anyway, back padding machine.
He's Drake May's going to look better after he faces the Jaguars this
weekend.
Well,
I hope so.
Maybe this is the
horrible.
Same back padding machine you used on Jamin Davis.
Hey, sometimes it malfunctions. It can't always be right.
Yeah.
I mean, you use that back padding machine awful premature.
Yeah, I'm quick to use it. With Jamin, they're backing off on Jamin. I think they like Luvu better, and okay, I guess he's not going to hit.
All right, so this is what I would say about that statement, that they're all going to hit, the six quarterbacks.
I think they're all going to be decent.
Okay.
Yeah.
If they're going to hit, that means that they have got to get a second contract to the team that drafts them.
I can't predict that.
Right?
I can't predict that.
Because if they move on, if they don't get a second contract and they are dealt or cut before their second year.
That's not necessarily true, because like Kirk Cousins, I mean, I guess he's signing one-year deals.
Yeah.
I think that's a good barometer.
Isn't that a good barometer?
Success? Sure.
Ish. I think you know what you see it.
Look,
you
I'm
know
not,
it when you see
I'm not
it.
Saying they can't go to another team. Like, Baker has gone to another team and he's been better.
Right.
I get it.
I mean, you'll know it when you see it.
Yeah.
Half of them may still
bust. That's what I'm saying. The word hit is very
Penix
general.
Isn't going to play for a couple years, and who knows what's going to happen in his career. J.J. McCarthy's not going to play until next year, and who knows what's going to happen in his career. You got Bo Nix. Who's the sixth? Why am I missing?
May. Penix,
May.
Nix.
May, so, Nix, Jet Daniels, yeah. Caleb.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're pretty confident about Caleb, Jaden, and I would say even May. The ones that you question are the ones picked later, of course. I still think that they're going to be serviceable. I think they're going to be decent. I think it's a good class. I don't see a huge bust in there. I just don't. Well, maybe I'll be wrong. Maybe Drake May will be a big bust.
I think at least one of them will be a bust.
That's different than saying half of them.
Well, I was just basing that on percentages, like you said.
Right.
I would still say that maybe half won't stay with their current team after their rookie deal.
And let's just take the top three, Caleb, Jaden, and Drake May. Some of them could turn out to be stars, okay, elite players in the Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson stratosphere. Others may turn out to be Kyler Murray-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not a bust, but it's not, like, great. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right.
Or could even end up, like, in the Justin Fields range.
It's eye of the beholder, because Kyler has signed that second year or that second contract. Yeah,
nobody would call him a bust, though.
No, but he's
not a bust. But
he's been underwhelming.
Yeah,
he's not a superstar, but he's not a bust. All right, listen, I know we got Coach Carbs coming on. I also have some audio I would like to request.
We can do it
maybe
later.
After Carbs, and when we do the Jerry Jones bit, we get back into this and we play some of the Dan Quinn audio that Valdez has for me, where he talks about Forbes, John Allen, and, you know, some other quotes that we have. So
cool.
I want to keep that right here.
Coming up next, though, it is Coach Carberry from your Washington Capitals, who got their first win last night. Don't go anywhere.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.